continue. We finished off yesterday. It only remembers the halacha of I think that's right. We finished yesterday with the halachas of straps. The straps, the mitzvahs of the tefillin, right? And we basically said that as long as the makom over here in your head, the makom where you're on your arm, is in the right area, there is no problem whatsoever. And this guy, everyone walks around with the whole thing of the straps over there. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not ma'aki. You shouldn't worry if a person can do it, doesn't have to fart, doesn't have to stock up. Again, the mitzvot that he has. Okay. But I'm going to get mice about that afterwards. Now, one more thing as well. Everybody has, a lot of people on their shell yards, have a little box, a little paper plastic box, you know what I'm talking about? You have on top of your shell yards. Now, a lot of police can say that this thing is a she'ila over hefsek, right? It's a chatzitza she'ila. Why? Because since it's always on there, the owner might notice we don't take it off, right?
Well, most people... When it comes off.
When it comes off. Did you ever take it off?
Yeah, sure. Why? When I say the broch is off... And after it's off, I sit on.
Oh, Rabbi Steinberg over here. Unbelievable. Beautiful. Now, my son is like, so many poskim, since it's always on that area, so you have just added something to your tefillin. You're not allowed to add to your tefillin. You can't go along and make a nice gold cover for your tefillin. You're not allowed. It's got to be the tefillin and the tefillin only. And today we're going to speak about the Alon and Ochas. Maybe some more tomorrow also.
I want to add the gid to the nut.
The gid is actually made of an animal, that's why.
So why don't they start making those boxes?
I'll see, maybe. It will be a shayla, but it may definitely be better.
Why
would it be a shayla? Because it's not connected, that's why. It's an added piece after the R. The tefillin is meant to be one piece. We're
so if it's not connected, then it's not adding on.
It is, because it's always on there. You know, it's always on there the whole time, you know what I mean?
Let's say that thing was gold, it would be more of a problem.
It would be probably more of a problem as well.
It wasn't made for that. It wasn't made for that.
You're not going to wipe me. It's there, right? It's there. It's always on there. You've added to your tefillin. We are going to see, Beis Hashem, looks like there's going to be a small amount of people going to the factory, that the Raisa, the whole tefillin, the whole thing is made of one piece of leather. And they do it in a certain way. We'll see exactly how it's done, how they make it. It's unbelievable. Adding pieces of leather is not beseder. It's not allowed. There are those that do it, but that's called cheating, and you shouldn't buy from these people. That's why you have to be very careful about spilling from. Remember, some poskim say that lemaisa, this box that you put on top is a problem of a chasita. Remember, like my stomach said, that you take it off the shaft of bracha. I do not take mine off. You know why? Because I call that Rabbi Falk. Rabbi Falk from Gateshead, right? English name he is. Rabbi Falk from Gateshead told me, you don't need to do it. Why not? Because often you take it off. You know why you take it off? Sometimes it gets dusty in there. Oh, that's it. Gets a little dusty. Gets not so good. Schmack. Remela. So we found, it's not always on there. You can leave it in the oil and buy it. Absence of shayla.
I think it falls off like at least once a day.
Then it'll be the same. Then you're okay. Then you're okay. There is a bada amokum. That's a problem. That's not a problem. There is bada amokum to take it off, but you don't have to. You don't have to do so. Let me get
back. You have to make sure that it's not making the nut not touch the bite.
Most of them, they cut out. Section
yes,
there, so
it's
most of them do cut out the section.
Sure.
Okay. They make
a hole in the top of the
surface. That's a hole also. That's for the air. Now, there is a Gemara that states as follows. Chayiv Adam.
I'm ready for that. Someone's
going to come. Chayiv Adam, the mashmesh betfilin kol sha'ah. Right? Gemara is Menach and staff. Number four. Something him off.
You get a candy for that.
That's unbelievable. I have candy today. I might have candy today. I'm going to check that Gemara out. We'll check it out afterwards. Now, the Gemara says that means a mitzvah. We're waiting for the next question now. There's a chiyuv every second for a person to touch his tefillin. Right? You know, so these people, the whole government doing that. Why? The Gemara says, I have to do so. What's the reason why we're doing it? It sounds a bit funny. Why are we doing it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I've got two reasons. Reason number one, Hesach Hadas. What's Hesach Hadas mean? That when you're doing the mitzvah, you have to know you're doing the mitzvah. If a person puts on tefillin and he starts talking to someone, he has no idea he's putting on tefillin. He's not called wearing tefillin. You're supposed to have das that you're wearing tefillin. Remember, if you keep on touching it, you would remember you have tefillin. That's reason number one. That's what we do. That's what we do afterwards in Ashkenazi. But that's one of the reasons it's because Hesach Hadas. Reason number two is because we want to make sure it's in the right mockery. See, if we don't touch it the whole davening, what's going to happen? Could be it's in the wrong mockery, we don't even realize. And then we keep on touching it to make sure it's in the right mockery. Now, what is the moshul to this? The moshul is, for example, let's say a guy's doing an aeroplane and he's carrying on him $20,000 in cash. He has a wad of cash, each one, one in each jacket over there, and there he is, or he's got diamonds, for example, he's taking over there to shop, and he's got me the plate. I guarantee you, this guy, every 5 minutes, he's, you know, checking. Oh, see this. That was unbelievable.
How do we pass him?
We pass him, says Oroch HaShulchan, that while a person is davening or learning, there's no need for a person to touch his tefillin. The minute became, like you guys are saying, by Ashrei, by Shema, different times that we know we do it. But a person has to know, it's not mechuyav, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah. The person wants to get extra mitzvahs, tip the scales over there.
Oh, so grandma touches film throughout the day?
Throughout the day, he's learning the whole time. Rav Shulchan says you don't have to do it if you're learning.
But let's say he's not learning.
There's a thing.
Really?
Rabbi Shaima's not learning. Rabbi Shaima used to hold. That, like everybody knows, right? In the shower, I learn in the shower, right? So you take the radio, put it on really loud, right? Everyone used to hear it from outside the house. The radio was on so loud. Why was the radio on so loud? Because he wasn't thinking learning. Because it was so normal for him to think in learning that he had to take a radio to tell him the sports news, so he wasn't thinking learning. Now he's changed his track. He now holds that a person is mechuyav to learn in the shower. And if he doesn't learn in the shower, he'll be told you. How's it possible for shower? Now,
how do you learn?
Not to speak it out, obviously.
Adam Mashkiach had said
what in the bathroom?
Yeah, this is Jewish
music. It's actually a similar one, yeah.
He said most of the people that listen to music after don't know what this talk about anyway, so it's not a regular word. And people that do know, They should try not to.
Very good statement. Another thing I heard that Mashkiach said that it's better to think of learning than thinking about other things.
Absolutely like that. That's 100% sure.
Let me get back to it.
When we remove, I'm about to say tomorrow actually, well, I want to discuss a bit, which somebody asked me if you're allowed to walk into a bathroom with a safer in your pocket. Like
yeah,
a
We're going to do more makeup than that tomorrow.
So join us tomorrow, we're going to discuss that locker because it's filling when you go to the airport and you're having your bag.
How about drinking beer in the bathroom? Am I kidding, brother?
Beer in the bathroom?
Yeah. Why?
Drinking in the bathroom? It helps you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, about food. I'm not talking about food. Beer. It helps you with the digestive system. Smoking's not a shy with a shona.
Yeah, why didn't
you? Okay, now, let's continue. Taking off our spinning. Now we know the state of the bird. When we put on our spinning, we do Yad Rosh. Yad Rosh. How do we take it off? Rosh Yad. No, really it's Yad Rosh.
Take off your hand.
Don't get the shulchan off. When you remove your tefillin from the hand over here, it's good to remove two or three of the wrappings around your arm. Why? Because then it says if you remove your yad, then you're removing your rosh and you're putting it off in the same way you put it on. Right, that's number one. Number two, there is a choshev hazeh that a person should not speak while he's removing his shel yad and his shel rosh. Just like he's putting it on, same thing with putting it off. Also, we try and stand up. Later, we already discussed last time that a lot was of when to take them off. And the other thing is, people are not mapping in this. There is an inyan for a person to wrap them himself. You shouldn't give it to somebody. I love you, these people, their kids. There's a big inyan to wrap it yourself. Not again, back to. This is a very again, Shaya, not for this yeshiva, of course, but for other places. What is the latest time to burn your spinners? What is the latest time in the time in the day for this?
Before Shkia.
Okay.
One second.
So first of all, what is the reason why we don't put on tefillin by night? What is the pshat why we don't wear tefillin by night? I'll give you another one. Now the mitzvah, took the place, give me right. It's because you might fall asleep. We don't wear it at night.
There's a problem, big problem falling
big
asleep.
Big problem falling asleep. You see, guys,
you might not.
You see a guy, for example, by Tai, so guy wants a Tachlan, yeah? Tachlan puts the head down. He's got 10 minutes ago, he's going on and on. Wow, what a kabbalistic Tachlan! That's what I thought. What a kabbalistic Tachlan! And all the guy's snoring. He's going to be a nudge. What are you doing? Sleep with your tefillin on
the Rabbi, so it might be a big shala that was putting on your tefillin in the morning, Rabbi. I think it's a big shala putting nowadays putting on your tefillin in the morning.
This could be also.
This could be in this
while they're sleeping.
What state of awakeness do you have to be to put on your tefillin?
You're normally okay. I'm sure you're
really.
Okay. We'll discuss. Okay. Now, the latest term is Avada night. Nightfall, for example, tonight is Be'erek Hapas 5. That means after Hapas 5, you finish. Too late. And what's your guy doing? I've asked him. He said, "You man, what are you doing?" Right? Say, "Brocha, this is finished." What about Shkia? Shkia today was Be'erek 5:05. Be'erek. Now, at Shkia time, you know that it's like light, but it's like a little bit dark. So can you put him to a Gavik stuff, for example, right then? He's not well. Could be he's not well. It's been almost close. He's been well. He's not in bed the whole day. He wakes up. It's 5:05. Oh, my, Shkia. Can you put it on? So you can put it on, but without a bracha. You can't make a bracha at that time. See, that time is already Sophic Laila. Sophic Laila, you don't make a bracha. Again,
he just woke up. He's not going to fall asleep.
Again?
He just woke up. He's not going to fall asleep.
That's not the point. Once Chazal to the Xavier, you can't come along and say, "I found the case where it's okay." It's called a Lakefield.
My brother. Yeah. Told me that there was a guy who's trying to, he was a sincere person, you know, it was Shabbos Friday night. The guy put on, he didn't put on, he saw him putting on, so.
Okay, let me get back to it. Now, let's get into some of the halachas that we're going to see by the factory. And that is the halachas of a murubah. It's going to be square. Now, this is your doer, everybody knows that the tefillin must be square. Now, what square means is not the four corners at the top. For example, as I said, this I think everybody in this room knows that the four corners of the top have to be square. But the two I did, for example, when you look at the bottom, there's rulers over here. Every single thing has to be exactly measured to be basically exactly the same measurement. If one measurement is different to one side than the other side, it's not a square, it's a shaila being possible. They go around, you see by the tefillin, they have this amazing measure. What?
Micrometer.
What's it called?
Micrometer.
What is that? Electric
Micrometer.
One. That's an electric one. Yeah, that's what it's called. No, you know what it's called. It's a Gvalt Gazak. They have a ruler and it's like an electric Gazak measured it. They have a Mashkiach, I never heard this. They have a Mashkiach that comes in once a week and checks all that tefillin before it goes back to make sure every single one is kosher. Because if it's missing the measurements, it's possible. Right? Now, what often happens by tefillin, especially the Shalyag often, because it goes with the sleeve, is that the corners start going down a bit. Someone recently here in Yeshiva showed me, I told him he's going to work it out. Because the Maitre says, sorry, it's got to be square. What does square mean? So the Chazanish and the Stipe will learn Pshat is, if you look at it, and it looks basically like it's a nice clear cut, even if you look really close and it wouldn't be, that's the Seder. As long as it looks square. What?
Why do they do the whole electronic thing?
Once it No, because that's the measurements. The measurements of the exact box have to be also exactly the same. But at the top of the tefillin, where you have the four points, that has to be square. Often it starts getting rounded. When it starts getting rounded, it's a shaila if it's kosher or posel. The Mishnah Berurah says, if it looks square, then it's the Seder. But even though it's the Seder, so the Mishnah Berurah, you should try as best as you can to sort it out. That means a person should tomorrow morning look at his tefillin. If he sees that it's slightly going rounded, he should try to go to a guy and do it. Now, I always wondered, how do they fix it? Let me ask a question. When you said, what did you say?
Sand it down.
Oh, sand it down. Really? So it's going to look a little bit like lopsided?
No, flatten it out.
So it gets lower and lower.
No, they put it out.
Oh, he's saying good. I went to the twilling guy. I have a friend, by the way, in the twilling guy. I asked him what they did. He said to me, that day somebody called him. He said this right at the beginning. And they found a piece of chometz in the corner that they stuffed it in, shaved it down, and said, look, here you go, because it's twilling. This guy was wearing chometz on his twilling, right? Another person told me, another choshev guy told me, he's a gerach chosh, he told me this is what he does. He says he's seen people do it. They put on layers and layers and layers of paint, and then they stand it down to make it look gishmak. But boy said, this is possible. It doesn't work. You go to, I'm telling you now, if it ever happens to you, and you go to the wrong guy in Indiana, wherever it may be, and this guy, you know, he's got this kosher tefillin, K-A-C-H-E-R, yeah? Kosher tefillin. And there he is with his tefillin, yeah? And he gives it back to him, he charges you a little bit of money, and you think, Gavani, got kosher tefillin. It's possible. It's not good. So what does he do? Very good, yo. He says, Gavani. They take a cotton wool that's wet, they put it on the corner, right? As you know, leather expands. And then it puffs up, right? Then they take pliers and rip out little pieces. And then they set it down, looks like schmuck. But you have to know, the guy does it properly, doesn't do it properly, it's not really possible.
My turn, it's still square, but like, there's a paint around the corner.
The paint's not black. It's
just red.
Well, yeah, because you went to some store in London, okay? Indiana.
Who? I'm not
going to
go to this corner. It's not possible. But like I said, if you can put your nail in it cups it, then it's a problem. If it's smaller than that, then it's okay. But it's a big sugar. I'm not going to go
to this corner. I got some nails
in it. Now, let me go back to your boys. Let me go back.
Yeah.
Now, the black with sewers, you ever saw someone with the black with sewers on both sides?
Yeah.
So what is this business? The new Michigan they came up with, it's cool, it costs a lot of money, it scratches, they're all very nice reasons over here.
But
that's not good enough, it costs a lot of money, right? It's cheaper to go buy one of these pens and pen and everything down and get a scratch. But what's the reason? I want to know this. How do you pay 300 shekel more for these things? What's the chart? Until I found the Shita of the Rambam. Now, the answer when you learn the Gemara says that only one side has to be black, not both sides. One. The Rambam says no. It's nice. I don't think he says cool, but similar to that. The Rambam says it's nice. No. So the Rambam, she just owes a rule. This is what we're showing you. The Rambam says you should have it on both sides. Now, the Beis Yosef, that's the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah, how we pass
him. Paint it shiny, I want it on both sides.
Again?
Why don't they just paint the both sides?
Why didn't they?
Why don't they?
Now, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and that's how we pass him the Maisa, say, no, this is not the Minig, and you don't need it. We do not pass him like this Rambah. And maybe you don't have to have black on both sides. However, it's brought down from now. It's brought down from now. The Arizal says it's noyid to go like Shittus HaRambam. Now you should know they asked once for Vilashuv. They asked for Vilashuv. You know Shittus HaRambam. Good, we don't pass in that way. Oh, but Shittus HaRambam. Why don't you have these with these nice training? He said the SM, I would get them. But if I get them, what's going to happen? All the new pictures in the Kupak Sadaka, they're going to show me these new tefillin, and the whole plan is all going to have to change. It's going to cost too much money for people. I can't take that out, thanks. The Brisker Rav, paying to the Rambam, right? Brisker Rav, paying to the Rambam. Yeah, he never had this filling. Why didn't he have these flips to us? You know why? Because he was choshes so much paint on the thing, it's a chatzitza. Especially around the head, maybe he didn't have it. No, real Diskin did have it.
And they have on the head part as well?
Yeah, they have, of course.
I thought it was just on this.
It's everywhere. Now, you're asking why the Maisa, do they don't do this paint, why they dip it in? The Pshat is, like you said, when they make a scratch, what happens when they make a scratch? It undercovers the underlayer. The Maisa, if it's soaked all the way through from beginning to end, maybe you'll never have a problem with the scratch, and that's the same. Now, that person should know, his Ritsuas are meant to be black. Black means black. I once saw someone with, I think 40 years he's wearing this, but they never changed the straps. They were mamash gefela, cracking all over the place. But etzem we passed in our locha, that, and Rav Moshe Shlomo passed in this way, that if you look at the strap, and it looks basically nice and black, to say that I think if one or two places it's not. However, there is a big hiddur for a person to make sure the entire thing is proper black. And you have to make sure that it doesn't start cracking as
well. Your Ritsuas are set.
Let's say you got like
mine. Mine are okay. I probably have to replace them for a very long time.
It's never. Whatever.
The whole thing is black. Yeah, the whole thing is black.
Why is it not a chassid like the Brisker Rav said? Why did he
someone said over here, because my name is, they don't use a thick dye. They use a nice thin one that's not a chatzitza. Again, that was a
how do you know how thick is a chatzitza or not? What makes a chatzitza?
I ate the baby on the bill. I asked for Israel Orbach. I was standing once one evening with Rabbi Orbach Shlita, and I asked him this question. I said, listen, I give shit to Bochum. I want to know, what's the halacha? Do I have to get these tools or not? He says to me, ain minor. There's no minor. Not enough to get it. No mind of a cloud. Oh, Hashem, I had that. Now, one more Maisa by sight, and
so
then we will finish.
So, will you tell that you personally have it?
Now, one more Maisa by sight, and then we'll finish. It's a Merdeka Maisa, this one. This is a Merdeka Maisa, we have to finish with this. There was a certain Yiddish mensch that was very close to the king. The king gave him a position in the palace over there. He was very friendly with him, got very trustworthy with him. The kids are weiter. Now, this friend started, slowly but surely, started to lose his religion. Yeah, he decided there, then it's good that, then it's keep that, then it's keep that, and eventually totally went off to there, and he wasn't from the club. But more than that, not only was he not from, but he used to make fun of those people that are from. He used to talk to make fun of the mitzvahs, and especially Tzvili. He's all these boxes and these strings, are you crazy? He went off.
Who's this?
Who?
What are you talking about?
A certain person.
In which generation?
Quite a few years ago.
When I was at the door, I came back, I thought...
No, this guy didn't come back. This is the story. Now, the king once had to go to war. What's the king when he goes to war? He goes to war, he makes an replacement, right? He makes it. Who's he going to pay? His best friends, the big advisors in here. The Jew, the best friends, right? Jews always get the nice positions. Remember, this Jew is sitting on the throne of the king, and he says, "Look at me! There's nobody higher in the world than me. What? You guys are doing who knows what. I didn't do any of that garbage. I'm not keeping any of that garbage. I'm absolutely fine. Nothing's happening to me. You see, it's a load of garbage." This woman, he used to manage to make fun of him. And the Yidden were very upset. What could he do? This person once was in the garden of the king and he fell asleep. In Shomayim at that time, the Malach HaMoves got up in Shomayim. And he said, "Rabbeinu Shemayim, how can you let such a guy continue? Not only is he totally abandoned Judaism, but he makes fun of everybody. It can't go on." And of course, Brother says, "Enoch Hanami, kill him, boys." Fine. What happens if Brother says it? Goes up. Oh my God! Well, somebody goes along, there's a hunt over there looking for wild animals, and while this guy's in the garden sleeping, bang, he gets an arrow in his head, he dies instantly. Everyone's very upset, they go and they bury him. The king comes back from the war, expecting to see his best friend, the advisor, on the throne, sorting everything out. And they found out that he's dead, and he was so upset. He said, I can't be comforted. I have to see him one last time. I need to see him once. Open up the grave. They go to the grave, and they open it up, and lo and behold, they couldn't. It's a rubber, it's a Mises Shahoya. They found over there two black snakes. One snake wrapped around his head, and another snake wrapped around his arm. And the king couldn't believe it. When they brought the king over there, because nobody wanted to take him out, they brought the king, he was in shock. And he said, "Who's going to tell me what's pshat?" The king had no idea what was going on. He said, "Someone's going to listen, he was a Jew, go get a Jew!" So he goes, get a Jew, and he says, "Punish it. Shame of foolishness. On that notion that a person doesn't make and spin him properly, he will get this punishment. He will be in the grave with two black snakes." But both say, "Join us tomorrow. What's for them?"